Hello everybody, this is Aaron, and I'm demonstrating the new ME51S microphone from Olympus for the Olympus recorders. This recorder that I'm using for it is the Olympus DS30, and wanted to make this podcast to compare the quality of this stereo microphone with that of the one that comes with the recorder and the internal mono microphone. I have the attenuation on the Olympus recorder set to medium, and I'll just take a second to describe the microphone and then do a series of tests with each microphone and follow up with a clip of a thunderstorm I recorded with the new microphone. So when I got the microphone, it looks similar to the one that comes with the recorder, except it doesn't have those little those little short spike things that stick out of the bottom of it on either side of the 1/8 inch jack to hold it in place on the recorder. It doesn't have those. It's not designed to be put there, although you can do that if you handle the recorder in ways that it wouldn't get twisted, the microphone wouldn't get twisted around. You could use it the same way you'd use the other one. But it came with a cord that is, we're gonna get some handling noise for a second. The cord is about 5 feet, 4 feet long. It's a really thin cord, and you plug one end of it into the recorder and the other end into the new microphone. The microphone has a regular male 1/8 inch jack, and the cord has a female hole that you can plug the microphone into. And I've used a microphone with my Sony laptop, and it did work. It recorded it in stereo, and it was good quality. And I also am, of course, using it with the Olympus. The microphone is stereo. It's slightly bigger than the regular microphone that came with the recorder. And I think that's about all I can discuss about it. It does seem to get pretty good bass in this one, as opposed to the one that came with it from the factory. This one does have some bass in the recordings, so I do like that. One problem, we'll notice at the end of it, whenever I do the clip of the thunderstorm, we can hear the recorder making clicking noises and stuff when there's too much thunder. So I guess maybe that's a disadvantage of it, not of it, of this microphone's ability to pick up bass sounds. Maybe that's a disadvantage. Oh, and I forgot to mention that it has a tie clip so you can clip it on your shirt. That's how I'm using it right now. It's almost, it's not clipped on the collar area of my shirt. I just pinched an area of the material and put it on that way. So anyway, on to the tests. Okay, now I'm on the mono internal microphone for the recorder. And we'll start out with some moment of silence so that we can hear how quiet this is. It's probably not absolutely quiet in this room, but now I'm going to turn on my air conditioner so we can hear the we'll put the recorder in the path of the air coming out of the air conditioner so we can get an idea of how bad the recorder, how bad or good, depending, this microphone is when it gets hit by wind. Okay, here we go. Alright. So that's that with the mono internal microphone. Next, we will demonstrate the stereo microphone that came with it. Came with the recorder. Okay, I got that, sorry about the handling noise. Whoa, better take out my headphones. Sorry about the squeak. Okay, so I've got the internal stereo microphone hooked to the recorder now. Okay. So, I've got the stereo microphone hooked to the recorder. This is the one that came with it from the factory, in the box with the recorder. It's just attached to the top of it, the way it's normally done. And we'll give us the moment of silence to hear how quiet this gets. Okay, now let's turn on that air conditioner so we can get a good idea of how wind affects this microphone. Okay, and that was a demonstration of the stereo microphone that comes included with the Olympus DS30, 40 and 50 for that matter. Okay, sorry about the loud background noise. I figured I'd just quick record this with the laptop's internal microphone. But this microphone that I just demonstrated is called the ME53SS. And I wanted to note that it's available on the same site that I got the ME51S from as a replacement. So if you do lose the stereo microphone that was bundled with the recorder, you can go to the site and find ME53SS replacement stereo microphone, and that's a replacement for it. Next is a demonstration of the new stereo microphone, the ME51S. So that's what's coming up next. Here we go. Okay, now I'll put the microphone directly into the jack on the recorder. There'll be a little bit of handling noise, but I wanted to try giving a moment of silence to see how quiet it gets in here. Not too bad. Now let's turn on the air conditioner and put the microphone in the path of the air coming out to see how bad the windscreen is. I mean, it doesn't have a windscreen, but we'll see how bad it does. Okay, another snippet add-in with the laptop's internal microphone. Just to note that the wind noise got really, really loud coming through that. It was really loud on this thing, so you might want to turn down your volume. Okay, so here we go. Alright, here we go. Alright. Now it doesn't have a lot of air pressure, the air conditioner, so. Alright, so that was a demonstration of the ME51S microphone. Okay, I didn't mention doing this at the beginning of the podcast when I outlined it, because I didn't think about it until the last minute, but I figured I'd do a little demonstration of this microphone running with the laptop. I'm recording it with the laptop, got the microphone plugged into it, this ME51S, a new one that I did this podcast in order to demonstrate. I have it plugged into the laptop's microphone / line in jack, and it's clipped to my shirt on the collar. And I figured I'd just do this so that I could demonstrate how good it does with this laptop. So we'll go ahead and give the traditional moment of silence just so we can listen to the background noise created by the laptop itself when using this microphone. Okay, now we'll proceed to a few notes and then go on to play the thunderstorm. Okay, I'm back to the new stereo microphone that I bought, and I just wanted to make a few more notes before I go on to mixing a clip from a thunderstorm I recorded the other day. I can walk around with this thing clipped to my shirt, and it doesn't seem to give bad handling noise. I'm walking right now. My floor is not very good. I can hear a little bit of wind. I just bumped into my dresser. But anyway, seems to be pretty good that way. About not having really bad handling noise as you move around. The one that came with it from the factory that was included with the recorder, for some reason it's sort of loose. And when you have it sitting on top of the recorder and you're holding it in your hand or whatever and you're moving around, the recorder will record clicking noises as like whatever movement you made with the recorder causes it to move around. It's because it's kind of loose and it makes clicking noises when it does that, and it records it kind of loudly. And I know there will be some of those in the demonstrations, so you will have, any listeners will know what I'm talking about with this one. I guess not everybody's does that, but mine happens to be loose now. Could have something to do with my habit of taking the microphone off and putting it back on again as a method of entertainment. What a bad habit. Okay, also, with the thunderstorm I was about ready to play, I had the microphone clipped to the underside of my chair arm. I was just sitting in a lawn chair, and I took that tie clip and just put it on the plastic chair arm, on the right chair arm. And it was upside down, but it still got the stereo field properly because I had it set, you know, right was still right to me. And, excuse me, it did a pretty good job at that, really. Is there anything else? I don't think so. So, I believe we will go ahead and find a good demonstrational area of that thunderstorm and put it in here. Maybe, you know, 3 minutes long. Pretty bad thunderstorm we had the other day, so. And then we will conclude after that. You know, say bye-bye and thanks for listening and all that good stuff. Okay, so here we go. Okay, that was it. And by the way, I got it from the new microphone that I did this for the purpose of demonstrating, which by the way costs about $50. I got it from olympusamerica.com. www.olympusamerica.com. And I'm not even sure how I got to it. It's a little bit complicated to navigate. But I found the Olympus TS40. They didn't have a 30 for some reason. They didn't have it listed as far as I could tell. But I found a 40 and went in there and it had accessories, a link for accessories, and I clicked on that, and this was one of the items in there along with a bunch of other stuff. If you can't find it, send me an email and maybe I can help. My email address is valiant8086@lavabit.com. 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 All right, thank you so much for listening. Bye, everybody.